proclamation number 4143 dated the October 14th, 1947. Process of imparting the divine word. Spirit, soul, body. Once the soul has united with its spirit, the body will have lost its entitlement to the soul, i.e., the soul will reject physical desires because they contradict the spirit's wishes. For this reason, a union between soul and spirit can only take place at those times when the body is not occupied with earthly activities, during which all thoughts and feelings, hence the soul, are focused on this activity. Although a human being's activity may well correspond to divine will, the spirit's effectiveness nevertheless depends on the soul's complete surrender to the spirit. Consequently, it requires a person's withdrawal into seclusion for the spirit to make itself heard by the soul, especially if the conveyed spiritual knowledge is also intended for fellow human beings, hence if it needs to be written down. This is why proclamations from the spiritual kingdom, thus the Father Spirit's emanations to the spiritual spark, can only be received in seclusion, when the soul can unreservedly hand itself over to the spirit. Then a complete connection between soul and spirit will be possible, so that God Himself will be able to express Himself through the spirit, so that the soul will spiritualize itself and during moments of contact with the Eternal Father Spirit receive, understand and subsequently inform those people of His word who desire to know the outcome of the retreat. Only then will the soul establish contact with the body and inform the latter of what it has received from the spiritual kingdom. Amen.